Here we go, 9 past 12. Hartman Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. You're home of the Twins. They lose last night to Major Garrett's San Diego Padres. By the way, where in the hell was Major Garrett on CBS News last night? Honestly, the panel doesn't include Major Garrett.
Maybe he was at the Padres game.
CBS, sounds like a you problem to me. Are you kidding me? Should be the lead dog involved in that. Not having him on the panel is television journalism malpractice. But Majors Padres put up a W on the Twins. Is that a Niner start? That's probably a Niner start. That's the Padres probably start 7-10.
8-40, I think, was
the time. So they're like a lot of
like
places
they do the
here.
6-40. And,
all right.
Yeah.
So we'll have the crew starting at 8, so H Lake, couple hours. And they're back at it. No day game. No day game. Come on. Why don't we have a day game Wednesday?
It would be nice.
Be nice.
I mean, it'd just, you know, kick off about the last hour of the show. That'd be fine.
Yeah, that would be fine also. Do you want to be scared when you go somewhere? That's not our main topic, but it's a side topic. Do you seek it out? Like, scary movies don't do anything for me either. I'm not terrified of them. It's just, I don't know. I don't need to be. Now, a drama, which leaves me guessing about a lot of things. Sure, but I'm watching the screen. All of a sudden, something flies out at me. Doesn't do a damn thing for me.
No, like the jump scares don't do me. Scary movies like, you know, The Shining.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
You know, the psychological ones.
Yes.
Yes. All in on those. But the jump scares, you know, your screams, your those.
No. No, thanks. Text me. What do you think? 651-461-9226. Let's start with the most discussed topic in this state since it happened, George Floyd. You with me? Since right around Memorial Day 2020, George Floyd killed, Derek Chauvin found guilty of murder in courts. That is, without question, the most discussed topic the last 4 years.
That or COVID.
That's fair.
That is worldwide fair. Pandemic or something that the world was paying attention to right in our backyard that still reverberates today.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are two big stories.
We could play the local one and the national / international one. I think you're probably right. I think COVID probably was discussed more, you know, on this station, on this show. Does anybody talk at the water cooler? How many places still have the water cooler?
I think we got coolers around.
You got coolers?
The Culligan man's still busy.
Culligan man? Yeah. I'm team Aquarius. I'm team Kinetico. That's where I'm at. I've had a water cooler at the house before. We don't now because I got Aquarius.
Good for you.
Yeah. Do you have a water cooler at the house?
No. Straight from the tap.
Right from the tap.
The hard stuff. All
the hard stuff.
Yeah.
I got a guy who could help you out there at with Kinetico. So today, you probably have heard by now, or you read it. Thomas Lane, who was one of the four officers, who was, 4 days into work, is out of prison. Still has to face another year of supervised release. But he was sentenced to 2.5 years, and he's out. He was the one officer who not once but twice asked Derek Chauvin, should we roll over George Floyd? It's an incredibly difficult position. 4 days in, with an individual who's a supervising officer, to step in and supersede, to stop Derek Chauvin. But it's law. The officers are required to do that. And I don't doubt for 1 second it's easier said than done. But when you sign up for that job, and thank God people sign up for the job, you never know when you're going to face an extraordinary circumstance, and no one, Dave Harrigan, could have predicted that sort of extraordinary circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
No one. When the counterfeit bill and George Floyd is reacting the way he was, you think Thomas Lane had any idea all this is going to happen? 4 days into work, now he's got family history of grandfathers and great-grandfathers who were in law enforcement. But I don't care how much training. I don't care how many stories. You go there, counterfeit bill, little bit of initially became much more resistant arrest. But initially some initial resistant arrest, no chance. This is going to become, for a while, the biggest international story on the planet. And as difficult as it is, when you see a veteran officer who, in my opinion, clear-cut went well beyond what he should have done. Yep, I've watched the fall of Minneapolis. Yep, I consumed the story. Yep, you don't have to agree with him. And do I agree with court decisions every single time? I don't. In this case, I did. Thought the judge did a very good job. Again, you don't have to agree with me. Derek Chauvin did that 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8.5 minutes. And he had a pattern. And as difficult as that is, Dave Harrigan, Thomas Lane needed to go further than asking him twice. Am I convinced that 4 days in, as a police officer, when I've watched and dealt with somebody resisting arrest and he never should have resisted arrest, doesn't mean he should have died in any way, because we get those texts here, as disgusting as they are. And by the way, I never once turned George Floyd into a hero. Others did. I did not. He's symbolic of what has happened too many times to black officers in major cities, including Minneapolis. And if you don't think that's happened, check the data. And that doesn't mean this is all officers, because I've offered this phrase an endless amount of time. Overwhelming number of officers are either good to very good to great. And I'll say again, thank God we have people who sign up. Doesn't mean we don't have lousy officers. And Minneapolis has had some lousy officers. And some of the racial data points that out. But don't generalize they're all bad, or don't generalize they're all good. What a crazy concept. Let's take each one case by case. Am I convinced, Dave Harrigan, I could have stepped in? No. You know me, I'm not a shrinking violet. And I've stepped up many times on situations which are not even close to that. Not even close to that. So standing up to people in my life, my business life, versus 4 days into a job and somebody who'd resisted and is saying some things and I don't know if it's true, and now my supervising officer is there and doing this. But it's the law. And a guy died right there in front of him. So, yes, I believe he should have been found guilty. It's 2.5 years the right amount compared to Chauvin getting 10 times that. I thought that was about right. Did you think that was about the right amount of time?
Yeah. Little more, little less. I don't think I would have cried either way. 2.5 years seems fair for somebody whose knee wasn't actually on George Floyd's neck.
But was involved in the scenario.
Who, as you said, letter of the law, should have spoken up more firmly and should have, if he needed to, done something about it.
Yeah. That's what you're required to do. And one of the last times we had Earl Gray on the show, pre-Dave Harrigan. Very spirited debate between Earl and me. And I've had Earl on a number of cases. I had Earl on as a commentator. It made me think today, and I'm almost going to get me emotional, how much we missed Joe. This would have been a day we would have called Joe Freeberg.
Yeah.
You know, and it just... I mean, it's crazy that Joe's gone, right? And, I mean, we have people who are six who die, right? And Joe led this amazing life, and it hits me a little bit when I think about you would have been calling today, and God knows what he would have told you off the record.
That's usually true.
And what he would have said, have Chad call me more, and I'd always debate that because... Because he'd always tell me, he goes, you know, Dan and I talk way more before the interview than you and I do. And I go, listen, I think you and Dan are great together. I love when you just blow me away. You know, I go, trust me, I do all the prep, but then I want you to just rock my world, right? And we would have talked to Earl, or to Joe about, well, 2.5 years. So, 651-461-9226. When you think of Thomas Lane out of prison, supervised release, and you think of the trial, 4 years and a few months after it all took place, what comes to mind? Derek Chauvin, I believe, rightfully was found guilty. I do. And I know there's a lot of divide. And I don't believe he died from the drugs in the system. I don't. Covered it extensively while it was going on. Consumed plenty of information. Plenty of information that believes 100% he died from the drugs. Not saying those individuals are awful. There's something wrong. We just don't agree. That's fine. You can have a respectful debate. And again, I never on the show turned George Floyd into like what America was all about. I also didn't demonize him, which so many people did. Oh, awful. Look at his track record. They didn't know his track record at the time. And even if they knew every bit, every second of his track record, he didn't deserve the knee on the throat minute after minute after minute after minute after minute by an officer. What do you want to say? When you think of Lane out, you think of the trial, you think of where we're at since then. There's some data out today again where crime continues to drop. Minneapolis still well up from 19, so the year before the pandemic and George Floyd. Numbers maybe not down as much this year as other years, but despite what you hear, crime has dropped notably since it spiked dramatically. Let's not forget that part of the conversation after what happened 2020. And there were peaceful protests, and there were criminals, there were looters, and there was absence from Jacob Fry for multiple days and Tim Walz for all those days until the end. So that's another part of this story. What do you want to say about it? StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. Once again, 651-461-9226. All right, we'll get to plenty of texts. Thomas Lane released from prison today. Somebody's asking why we're bringing this up. Is Thomas Lane, one of the four officers, was released today? It's huge news. With COVID, as Dave points out, two most discussed stories in this state the last 4 years, and nothing is close, and people still have strong opinions. Okay, you heard a lot of what I said. Before I get to a lot of texts, what do you want to say?
It is big news, number one. That's why we're talking about it, because it's one of the biggest moments in at least the recent history of the state, if not the history of the state of Minnesota, You know, as I said earlier, reverberated around the country and beyond the country's borders. I think of the other officers aside from Chauvin. You know, we know that Chauvin was the one kneeling on George Floyd for all of those minutes. But I think of Thomas Lane, what he could have or should have done. J. Alexander King, the other officer who was there in proximity. And Tu Tao, the one who was more of on crowd control.
Yep.
And I always felt bad. Obviously, you feel bad for George Floyd and his family. That's number one. Mm-hmm. But I felt bad for Tu Tao and his family. I'm still not convinced he should have been found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he was in a different proximity.
What could he see that's going on behind him?
He had what was behind him. The car was sort of blocking the view, and he's dealing with a crowd that was loud for good reason. But, you know, he's worried about protecting his guys behind him and kind of in a spot where, you know, I felt it was very difficult on him to hold him guilty and his family.
Yeah. I think that's very fair. Among the texts. Let's see. Overdose. No. Again, not a hero, was taking drugs, had other legal issues. I believe the evidence was showed it was because of Derek Chauvin. And I know there are people who genuinely believe they have evidence which shows it was because of the drugs. I lean stronger the other way. Again, you can have healthy, respectful disagreements. Somebody says, no wonder Liz Collin don't talk to you. I haven't asked Liz to come on this show in years. I felt like Channel 4, I'll just be honest, I felt like Channel 4 didn't treat Liz fair enough. I still stand by that. I thought Liz was a very good reporter, was a very good anchor. I get, by the way, you get to marry anybody you want, anyone you want, okay? I get that Channel 4 was worried about the potential conflict of Liz, who was covering a number of stories, including anchoring, including the police beat, that her husband is the head of the union for the biggest city in town. And I know there are people I know well at Minneapolis who, when I say, who at CCO, when I say this, they say, no, you're wrong. I felt like they left her out to dry too long. I really did. I immediately called out the disgusting actions of John Thompson and what he did when he went to Liz and Bob Kroll's house. Grotesque. You know. And by the way, when Liz puts out that the mainstream media didn't call that out, I'm not expecting her to be objective in that case. If somebody came to my house and did that, I wouldn't be objective. But I would say she's allowed to have different views of the mainstream media. She's having plenty of success at Alpha News. I have zero animosity towards Liz Collin. None. I think people did call that out. You know, when after George Floyd, Bob Kroll had come on this show many times. I bet Bob Kroll was on this show 20 times. Sometimes fairly standard interviews, sometimes fairly spirited, numerous times to the different producers of the show. Kroll would say, hey, we don't always agree, but he asked good questions. I'll come on with him. And initially, Kroll didn't talk. And it was a big debate about the city and police and all that. And I had R.T. Ryback and Jhené Harto on. And both of them made Minnesota News, and they crushed Bob Kroll. I interviewed newsmakers, asked them questions. And Liz told Rashini, and then Rashini told a bunch of people here, that Liz was furious that I had those folks on and that Liz would never come on this station. She's allowed to do that. That's fine. That's fine. But the idea that we can't ever talk to anybody because we don't agree on topics is part of what is happening in society, which is just awful. Again, I see it differently. Liz obviously is extraordinarily well-informed on her own as a reporter and because of Kroll. That doesn't mean we have to share every view on this. So, yeah, I didn't ask Liz to come on Fall in Minneapolis. I watched it. I consumed it. But and when she goes to the lazy sorrow stereotype, she knows better than that. My opinion is never, ever going to change. If for one second somebody in management tells me what I'm going to say, what do you think I'm going to say to them?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Yeah, that's me. You got it. Another text on those, too. If the Floyd ordeal never happens, would Collin and Kroll still have the previous jobs? I think Liz would.
Yeah, unless they chose to move on.
Yeah. Kroll, he had been in that position for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he would have wanted to do something different. Your sentiment on the matter is exactly what Minneapolis will never have enough cops. Sentiment, I think, is what they meant. So when I said the overwhelming number of officers are good, very good, and great, and when I said, thank God we have officers who are willing to do it, but like every other job on the planet, we have some people who are lousy talk show hosts, some who don't put the work in, that we see that on a regular basis, lousy teachers, lousy, you know, whatever. Because trust me to this texter, as someone who's lived in this town for a long time, I know a number of police officers, and it's not a small number. And you know what every one of them thinks of Derek Chauvin? They think he's a lousy police officer. So, and that doesn't mean other officers should be generalized with Derek Chauvin. They should not. We've tried to get Chris Schaefer on with Ask when Adams had other responsibilities multiple times. I think we had 9/11 and we had World War I starting. So we had major events happening. We've got my friend Chris Schaefer. He's next for Ask Chris Schaefer Anything here on CCO. Adam is dead to us. My friend Chris Schaefer is in. We need questions. We need comments for Ask Chris Schaefer Anything. He is carrying Channel 4 on his back. It's not Frank. It's not Amelia. It's not Mike Max. It's not Rosen. It's no one else. It's Schaefer. How are you, sir?
I take Doan's pills daily. My back hurts so much from carrying. I can't even touch my toes, Chad.
Doan's pills. Are you 90, man?
I am.
Doan's pills. Oh, my God. Okay, give us the forecast real quick. What are we looking at today?
All right, it's mostly cloudy. It's going to stay this way. Some rain showers falling in southwestern Minnesota. Nothing severe, just some light scattered showers. We're going to keep this haze that you see. Even if you get a little blue sky, it's milky because of the Canadian wildfires. That will persist through tomorrow. It clears out in time for the state fair, but if you go to the state fair, there's a haze from the pork chop stand and the corn on the cob booth and all that, so you'll be stuck in the haze for a while. But it's 71 degrees right now with a mostly cloudy sky.
Let's go. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. What questions you want to pose for Chris Schaefer? I'm trying to figure out when we first met each other. I started working at DGY, which became The Fan. You're now working at DGY, by the way. There's some irony there. So I started working at DGY, which became The Fan, in 90. When did you start working the radio gig? When was that in town?
So I came to town. I was down at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. I'm a running Ute, and that's where I got my radio start with Top 40 music. We were playing New Kids on the Block and Bobby Brown and Janet Jackson and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Here I came back in 1992 when I graduated, and I started at Cool 108 playing oldies music, Elvis and the Beatles and all that stuff. You and I think, first crossed paths.
Utica?
Physically. I think it was at Utica. Yeah, it was.
I think so. Yeah, I think there. I remember. That's kind of the halcyon days for Cities 97, right?
Yep.
A lot of success with Oak and Jason Nagel and BT and you. And
yeah, that was our lineup. It was, and we took a chance and kind of stepped away from the coffee house music, so to speak, and started playing Green Day and Natalie Merchant and a lot more girl power stuff, Jewel, Alanis Morissette, and it took off, and I love those guys. They're all still good friends to this day.
Okay, tell people about the radio that you're doing right now.
Yeah, so, okay, you mentioned WDGY. Were you spinning records at all, or was it talk format?
It was talk right away. So when I got hired, Green and Harrington, Guy Green and Greg Harrington, who had been great side characters with Joe and Pat, were there. And then a gentleman named Pete Stevens was there. So I started working, I think it was 3 to 5, eventually 3 to 6. Now, this is such a radio thing, too. Pete Stevens, his real name is Steve Peterson. But we couldn't.
radio
couldn't just have him as that. They had to change his name to Pete Stevens.
Well, let me ask you this, Chad. Have you ever had a quote-unquote radio name besides your real name?
No. How about you?
Oh, my God. You ready for this?
Yeah.
When I started, I was Chris Schaefer, and this goes back to the Doan's pills. We still had phone books. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Kids, teenage girls were looking me up in the phone book and calling at all hours. Are you Chris Schaefer from KCPX? So I went to my boss. I said, I got a problem. He goes, well, you can either change your number or change your name. So I was like, how about Chris St. Croix? I grew up on the St. Croix River. He goes,
get out of here.
Let's go with Chris St. Croix.
Get out of here.
So that was my first non-real radio name. And then I worked at Bob 100, a country station, part of the Utica Empire. I was Blaze Bodine.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Blaze Bodine.
Those are both great porn names.
Oh my God!
The Marlboro Man or the porn guy, one of the two, maybe both.
You might be better now to be Blaze Bodine's with marijuana legal, right?
That's a great radio name now. And then probably the funniest was when I worked at 104.1 The Point, which is now Jack FM.
Right here.
I did a morning show with Amy Daniels, and some kids from Stillwater, where I grew up here, are like, "Is this Chris Schaefer? Yeah. The Stillwater Pony? Yeah. Cheeks! That's my nickname. I've had it since I was 7 years old, so Cheeks was my radio name for a long time."
Okay, how did you become Cheeks? Why is that your nickname? And I don't care if it's off color, tell it. You know, we'll blame Dave for beeping something.
These are good questions. Yeah, well, originally, you know, I was heavy set when I was little, so I had these great, and they like double in size. And one of my buddies, his older brother, we were pulling some shenanigans, and he got mad and swore at me, and he was so mad he shortened it to Cheeks, you blank. And everybody went, "Oh, that's so much easier to say. We're going with Cheeks."
Okay.
That became the nickname. And then the second half became, honestly, Chad, I don't think I've ever in my entire life did a Johnny Cash and flipped somebody off. That was never my style. But there was a little window in high school where I mooned people once in a while. So people thought that was the Cheeks nickname. You choose.
Okay. So Give me one of the times when you moon someone. What caused this to happen?
Okay, this is the worst mooning incident I ever had in my life.
Okay.
We were driving down Highway 94.
Yeah.
I think we went to like Lake Nokomis or something to cruise around the lake. And we're coming back towards Stillwater. And my buddy, there's like six of us in this car, you know. And they're like, "Hey, there's a car full of girls coming up. Cheeks, moon them." So I did. And then I later realized one of those girls in the car was a girl I was dating at the time. We didn't know it was a bunch of Stillwater girls. She was not too happy that I was showing my
cheek. Wait a sec. Did she recognize your particular cheek? Is it that distinctive?
My face, so.
That is fantastic. Okay. Now, do any of your friends, including your colleagues at Four, still call you Cheeks now?
Absolutely. Yeah, most of my friends still do. My brother doesn't. I'm just Chris to him. Amelia calls me Cheeks once in a while because she has a friend that I went to school with, actually. Frank has the best nickname that always throws people off, and you'll get this with your sports background. He calls me Maurice from Maurice Cheeks,
yes,
the basketball stud from the 80s. Yeah, so that's my nickname
Sixers,
to Frank is Maurice.
Love it. You can tell Chris
is Blaze Bodine.
Yeah, that's great. Chris is just a wonderful guy. We got tons of texts coming in. Let's pause. Let's take them. Let's keep more coming up. 651-461-9226. What do you want to ask Chris Schaefer? Send me a bunch of texts right now. 651-461-9226. Our friend Chris Schaefer is here. Let's get a lot of texts going for Chris. Someone wants to know if you're willing to be the new on-air weather person here. We'd take you. Let's go. How about if we just set you up right now?
That'd be fun. Yeah. I mean, I did some work for you guys. It was back in the afternoons. John Williams. There's a name from the past.
Sure.
I did weather for him in the afternoon. It was great. I had a little mic set up in the weather center over there at WCCO, and I always enjoy interacting with you guys. I mean, you're fun, so that's the best part versus just dishing out a forecast.
I heard it was about $500,000 a year. Is that approximately the right number?
Yeah, I'll take $475,000.
$475,000. You're a giver.
Just
a reminder, you know this, I know this, but because we have the same names, CBS, I forget when, but it was years and years ago, they sold the radio division. So we are owned by different companies. Same name, but different ownership. More text here. Chris, did Rosen ever threaten to RKO or chokeslam you if you took too much time out of his sports cast? Tell me the time Rosen was most ticked off. He had something, and he's just giving you the stare down, or he's saying something.
I'll tell you what, since he's the last in the show, he was always, always cocking an eyebrow at you, like, "You better get this done, because I'm not dropping that Twins highlight." You know? He used to get more feisty with Paul Douglas, than me because I'm a shorter talker, and Paul's more of a storyteller. So I think it happened with Paul more often than with me. So he was more grateful that I would speed it up once in a while.
Chris Schaefer's with us. Keep the text coming, 651-461-9226. What is the, I'm reading text here, what is the worst weather event you've ever reported on?
Easy. June of 2010, we had a tornado outbreak that it was in like three pockets, southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota. I was on the air continuously for like 6 hours covering these tornadoes. It ended up being, we set the daily record, we set the monthly record, we set the yearly record. I think it was like 48 tornadoes or something in one month, and wow, most of them during that one day. So it was awful because you're covering them. That's my job. But in the back of your mind, you're aware of the devastation that these cause. And you're hoping your best that you're getting the word out there to keep people safe. You can't help the property, but you can help the people by getting the information to get down to their safe places.
Chris, more text here. Which gig is worse, the gauntlet known as TV Weather Live from the State Fair or heading to the lake with Frank?
Well, I can't get to the lake with Frank sometimes because he forgets to fill the gas tank and we're sitting on the side of the road.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That aside, I do like the lake trips because you're doing such Minnesotan and western Wisconsin things on the lakes, and you're doing what the people in those areas love to do. The fair, I've always said, I want to patent and invent the State Fair glove because it's human nature, Chad. When people see you, you go through this. They want to shake your hand. They listen to you every day. You're their buddy. What they forget is that they had a cob of buttered corn in their hand or a melted Sweet Martha's cookie. So suddenly, by the end of the fair, I've got a buffet of food on my hand.
Somebody wants to know, American or European models? Which way are you going?
American for short-term stuff. Within a day or three, the euro is excellent looking out 5 to 7 days or so. I don't know why. It just consistently is more accurate farther out. So that's what I look at first for long range, and then when things get closer, I dial it in with the American models.
You have to hang out with somebody in this foursome. Who are you hanging out with? Frank, Maxie, DeRussia, or me? That's a texter.
Well, you're new blood. I don't spend as much time
no.
with you, so that would be fun. We'd have a lot to catch up on.
Yes, we need to.
Yeah, Frank is like a big brother, so I can 100% be myself with him.
DeRussia, is the place just elated that he left? I mean, is there still a euphoria about it?
We have a party every year to the day that he left. We go up on the rooftop. There's a barbecue. Congratulations, Jason. We keep using the same banner year after year. It's fantastic.
Where do you think weather forecasting is going to change most in the next 5 years?
That's great. You know, I
Adam is dead to us. My friend Chris Schaefer is in. We need questions. We need comments for Ask Chris Schaefer. Anything. He is carrying Channel 4 on his back. It's not Frank. It's not Amelia. It's not Mike Max. It's not Rosen. It's no one else. It's Schaefer. How are you, sir?
I take Doan's pills daily. My back hurts so much from carrying. I can't even touch my toes, Chad.
Doan's pills. Are you 90, man?
I am. Yes.
Doan's pills. Oh, my God. Okay, give us the forecast real quick. What are we looking at today?
All right, it's mostly cloudy. It's going to stay this way. Some rain showers falling in southwestern Minnesota. Nothing severe, just some light scattered showers. We're going to keep this haze that you see. Even if you get a little blue sky, it's milky because of the Canadian wildfires. That will persist through tomorrow. It clears out in time for the State Fair, but if you go to the State Fair, there's a haze from the pork chop stand and the corn on the cob booth and all that, so you'll be stuck in the haze for a while. But it's 71 degrees right now with a mostly cloudy sky.
Let's go. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. What questions you want to pose for Chris Schaefer? I'm trying to figure out when we first met each other. I started working at DGY, which became the Fan. You're now working at DGY, by the way. There's some irony there. So I started working at DGY, which became the Fan, in 90. When did you start working the radio gig? When was that in town?
So I came to town. I was down at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. I'm a running Ute, and that's where I got my radio start with Top 40 music. We were playing New Kids on the Block and Bobby Brown and Janet Jackson and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Here I came back in 1992 when I graduated, and I started at Cool 108, playing oldies music, Elvis and the Beatles and all that stuff. You and I think, first crossed paths.
Utica?
Physically. I think it was at Utica. Yeah, it
I
was.
I think so. Yeah, I think yeah. There, I remember, that's kind of the halcyon days for Cities 97, right?
Yep.
A lot of success with Oak and Jason Nagel and BT and you. And,
yeah, that was our lineup. It was, and we took a chance and kind of stepped away from the coffee house music, so to speak,
yeah.
And started playing Green Day and Natalie Merchant and a lot more girl power stuff, Jewel, Alanis Morissette, and it took off. And I love those guys. They're all still good friends to this day.
Okay, tell people about the radio that you're doing right now.
Yeah, so, okay, you mentioned WDGY. Were you spinning records at all, or was it talk format?
It was talk right away. So
okay.
When I got hired, Green and Harrington, Guy Green and Greg Harrington, who had been great side characters with Joe and Pat, were there. And then a gentleman named Pete Stevens was there. So I started working, I think it was 3 to 5, eventually 3 to 6. Now, this is such a radio thing, too. Pete Stevens, his real name is Steve Peterson. But we couldn't.
radio
couldn't just have him as that. They had to change his name to Pete Stevens.
Well, let me ask you this, Chad. Have you ever had a quote-unquote radio name besides your real name?
No. How about you?
Oh, my God. You ready for this?
Yeah.
When I started, I was Chris Schaefer, and this goes back to the Doan's Pills. We still had phone books. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Kids, teenage girls were looking me up in the phone book and calling at all hours. Are you Chris Schaefer from KCPX? So I went to my boss. I said, I got a problem. He goes, well, you can either change your number or change your name. So I was like, how about Chris St. Croix? I grew up on the St. Croix River. He goes,
get out of here.
Let's go with Chris St. Croix.
Get out of here.
So that was my first non-real radio name. And then I worked at Bob 100, a country station,
oh, yeah.
Part of the Utica Empire. I was Blaze Bodine.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Blaze Bodine.
Those are both great porn names.
Oh, my God.
The overall man or the porn guy. One of the two. Maybe both.
You might be better now to be Blaze Bodine's with marijuana
yeah.
legal, right?
That's a great radio name now. And then probably the funniest was when I worked at 104.1 The Point, which is now Jack FM.
Right here? Yeah.
I did a morning show with Amy Daniels, and some kids from Stillwater, where I grew up here, are like, is this Chris Schaefer? Yeah. The Stillwater Pony? Yeah. Cheeks! That's my nickname. I've had it since I was 7 years old, so Cheeks was my radio name
Cheeks.
For a long time.
Okay. How did you become Cheeks? Why is that your nickname? And I don't care if it's off color, tell it. You know, we'll blame Dave for beeping
okay.
something.
These are good questions. Yeah. Well, originally, you know, I was heavy set when I was little, so I had these great, and they like doubled in size. And one of my buddies, his older brother, we were pulling some shenanigans, and he got mad and swore at me. And he was so mad, he shortened it to Cheeks, you blank. And everybody went, oh, that's so much easier to say. We're going with Cheeks. So
okay.
That became the nickname. And then the second half became, honestly, Chad, I don't think I've ever in my entire life did a Johnny Cash and flipped somebody off. That was never my style. But there was a little window in high school where I mooned people once in a while. So people thought that was the Cheeks nickname. You choose.
Okay. So give me one of the times when you moon someone. What caused this to happen?
Okay, this is the worst mooning incident I ever had in my life.
Okay.
We were driving down Highway 94.
Yeah.
I think we went to like Lake Nokomis or something to cruise around the lake. And we're coming back towards Stillwater. And my buddy, there's like six of us in this car, you know, and they're like, hey, there's a car full of girls coming up. Cheeks, moon them. So I did, and then I later realized one of those girls in the car was a girl I was dating at the time. We didn't know it was a bunch of Stillwater girls. She was not too happy that I was showing my
cheek. Wait a sec. Did she recognize your particular cheek? Is it that distinctive?
Saw my face, so.
That is fantastic. Okay, now, do any of your friends, including your colleagues at Four, still call you Cheeks now?
Absolutely, yeah. Most of my friends still do. My brother doesn't. I'm just Chris to him. Amelia calls me Cheeks once in a while because she has a friend that I went to school with, actually. Frank has the best nickname that always throws people off, and you'll get this with your sports background. He calls me Maurice. From Maurice Cheeks,
yes,
the basketball stud from the 80s. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's my nickname to Frank,
yeah.
Is Maurice.
Love it. You can tell Chris
is Blaze Bodine.
Yeah, that's great. Chris is just a wonderful guy. We got tons of texts coming in. Let's pause. Let's take them. Let's keep more coming up. 651-461-9226. What do you want to ask Chris Schaefer? Send me a bunch of texts right now. 651-461-9226. Our friend Chris Schaefer is here. Let's get a lot of text going for Chris. Someone wants to know if you're willing to be the new on-air weather person here. We'd take you. Let's go. How about if we just set you up right now?
That'd be fun. Yeah. Let's... Yeah. I mean, I did some work for you guys. It's back in the afternoons. John Williams. There's a name from the past.
Sure.
I did weather for him in the afternoon. It was great. I had a little mic set up in the weather center over there at WCCO, and I always enjoy interacting with you guys. I mean, you're fun, so that's the best part versus just dishing out a forecast.
I heard it was about $500,000 a year. Is that approximately the right number?
Yeah, I'll take $475,000.
$475,000. You're a giver.
Yeah, I get it.
And just a reminder, you know this, I know this, but because we have the same names, CBS, I forget when, but it was years and years ago, they sold the radio division. So we are owned by different companies. Same name, but different ownership. More text here. Chris, did Rosen ever threaten to RKO or chokeslam you if you took too much time out of his sports cast? Tell me the time Rosen was most ticked off. He had something, and he's just either giving you the stare down or he's saying something.
I'll tell you what, since he's the last in the show, he was always, always cocking an eyebrow at you, like, you better get this done, because I'm not dropping that Twins highlight. <You know? laughs> he used to get more feisty with Paul Douglas than me, because I'm a shorter talker, and Paul's more of a storyteller, so I think it happened with Paul more often than with me, so he was more grateful that I would speed it up once in a while.
Chris Schaefer's with us. Keep the text coming, 651-461-9226. What is the, I'm reading text here, what is the worst weather event you've ever reported on?
Easy. June of 2010, we had a tornado outbreak that it was in like three pockets, southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota. I was on the air continuously for like 6 hours covering these tornadoes. It ended up being, we set the daily record, we set the monthly record, we set the yearly record. I think it was like 48 tornadoes or something in one month, and most of them during that one day. So it was awful because you're covering them, that's my job, but in the back of your mind, you're aware of the devastation that these cause, and you're hoping your best that you're getting the word out there to keep people safe. You can't help the property, but you can help the people by getting the information to get down to their safe places.
Chris, more text here. Which gig is worse, the gauntlet known as TV Weather Live from the State Fair or heading to the lake with Frank?
Well, I can't get to the lake with Frank sometimes because he forgets to fill the gas tank and we're sitting on the side of the road.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That aside, I do like the lake trips because you're doing such Minnesotan and western Wisconsin things on the lakes, and you're doing what the people in those areas love to do. The fair, I've always said, I want to patent and invent the state fair glove because it's human nature, Chad. When people see you, you go through this. They want to shake your hand. They listen to you every day. You're their buddy. what they forget is that they had a cob of buttered corn in their hand or a melted Sweet Martha's
yes.
cookie. So suddenly, by the end of the fair, I've got a buffet of food on my hand.
Somebody wants to know, American or European models? Which way are you going?
American for short-term stuff. Within a day or three, the euro is excellent looking out 5 to 7 days or so. I don't know why. It just consistently is more accurate farther out. So that's what I look at first for long range, and then when things get closer, I dial it in with the American models.
You have to hang out with somebody in this foursome. Who are you hanging out with? Frank, Maxie, DeRussia, or me? That's a texter.
Well, you're new blood. I don't spend as much time
no.
with you, so that would be fun. We'd have a lot to catch up on.
Yes, we need to.
Yeah, Frank is like a big brother, so I can 100% be myself with him.
DeRussia, is the place just elated that he left? I mean, is there still a euphoria about it?
We have a party every year to the day that he left. We go up on the rooftop. There's a barbecue. Congratulations, Jason. We keep using the same banner year after year. It's fantastic.
Where do you think weather forecasting is going to change most in the next 5 years?
That's great. You know, I think there's certain things like, this is sad to say, the television broadcast and stuff, it may get outdated as time goes on because people want everything right now. That's why we have apps. We have our own apps. They're very accurate. I get it. Where the apps aren't your friend is when there's something happening, like severe weather or some kind of storm. Sure, you can see the pixels on your app, but it's not telling you the story. So I think there'll always be a place for the humans in this, but the struggle is people want on the third hole of their golf course in the middle of the lake to click that little app and know right now what it is.
Yeah, for sure. You can have one food item, and that's it, for your entire run at the fair. What are you having?
I can't imagine what I would look like or be like to be around if I ate just cheese curds for 12 days. Stay away from me day 9 through 12. That's all I would say.
So cheese curds would be your go. So you're a traditionalist.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I like to try the new foods, and you get this too. You get people that come up or the food vendors who come by because you have a great setting there. And you know, you'll try the what's the new deep fried ranch dressing?
Yeah,
I'll try it, but I hate to be skeptical. I don't think that's going to be a top 10 for me by the end of the fair. I don't.
Boom, I have to go. We have these things called commercials. This was great. Thank you for your patience, and let's cross paths out at the fair in the next couple of days.
Yeah, the first time, what, the Titanic went down when we tried to hook up? The second time, that raccoon was climbing the building in St. Paul. I'm glad we made this happen, finally.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. Thanks, my friend.
All right. See you, Chad.
The eminently likable Chris Schaefer. Linda's time. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time for you to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. Our friend Chris Schaefer is here. Let's get a lot of text going for Chris. Someone wants to know if you're willing to be the new on-air weather person here. We'd take you. Let's go. How about if we just set you up right now?
That'd be fun. Yeah. Let's... Yeah. I mean, I did some work for you guys. It was back in the afternoons. John Williams. There's a name from the past.
Sure.
I did weather for him in the afternoon. It was great. I had a little mic set up in the weather center over there at WCCO, and I always enjoy interacting with you guys. I mean, you're fun, so that's the best part versus just dishing out a forecast.
I heard it was about $500,000 a year. Is that approximately the right number?
Yeah, I'll take $475,000.
$475,000. You're a giver.
Yeah, I get it.
And
I
just
it.
As just a reminder, you know this, I know this, but because we have the same names, CBS, I forget when, but it was years and years ago, they sold the radio division. So we are owned by different companies. Same name, but different ownership. More text here. Chris, did Rosen ever threaten to RKO or chokeslam you if you took too much time out of his sports cast? Tell me the time Rosen was most ticked off. He had something, and he's just giving you the stare down, or he's saying something.
I'll tell you what, since he's the last in the show, he was always, always cocking an eyebrow at you, like, you better get this done because I'm not dropping that Twins highlight. <You know? laughs> he used to get more feisty with Paul Douglas than me because I'm a shorter talker and Paul's more of a storyteller. So I think it happened with Paul more often than with me. So he was more grateful that I would speed it up once in a while.
Chris Schaefer's with us. Keep the text coming, 651-461-9226. What is the, I'm reading text here, what is the worst weather event you've ever reported on?
Easy. June of 2010, we had a tornado outbreak that it was in like three pockets, southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota. I was on the air continuously for like 6 hours covering these tornadoes. It ended up being, we set the daily record, we set the monthly record, we set the yearly record. I think it was like 48 tornadoes or something in one month, and wow, most of them during that one day. So it was awful because you're covering them, that's my job, but in the back of your mind, you're aware of the devastation that these cause, and you're hoping your best that you're getting the word out there to keep people safe. You can't help the property, but you can help the people by getting information to get down to their safe places.
Chris, more text here. Which gig is worse, the gauntlet known as TV Weather Live from the State Fair or heading to the lake with Frank?
Well, I can't get to the lake with Frank sometimes because he forgets to fill the gas tank and we're sitting on the side of the road.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That aside, I do like the lake trips because you're doing such Minnesotan and western Wisconsin things on the lakes, and you're doing what the people in those areas love to do. The fair, I've always said, I want to patent and invent the State Fair glove because it's human nature, Chad. When people see you, you go through this. They want to shake your hand. They listen to you every day. You're their buddy. What they forget is that they had a cob of buttered corn in their hand or a melted Sweet Martha's
yes.
cookie. So suddenly, by the end of the fair, I've got a buffet of food on my hand.
Somebody wants to know, American or European models? Which way are you going?
American for short-term stuff. Within a day or three, the euro is excellent looking out 5 to 7 days or so. I don't know why. It just consistently is more accurate farther out. So that's what I look at first for long range, and then when things get closer, I dial it in with the American models.
You have to hang out with somebody in this foursome. Who are you hanging out with? Frank, Maxie, DeRussia, or me? That's a texter.
Well, you're new blood. I don't spend as much time
no.
with you, so that would be fun. We'd have a lot to catch up on.
Yes, we need to.
Yeah, Frank is like a big brother, so I can 100% be myself with him.
DeRussia, is the place just elated that he left? I mean, is there still a euphoria about it?
We have a party every year to the day that he left. We go up on the rooftop. There's a barbecue. Congratulations, Jason. We keep using the same banner year after year. It's fantastic.
Where do you think weather forecasting is going to change most in the next 5 years?
That's great. You know, I think there's certain things like, this is sad to say, the television broadcast and stuff, it may get outdated as time goes on because people want everything right now. That's why we have apps. We have our own apps. They're very accurate. I get it. Where the apps aren't your friend is when there's something happening like severe weather or some kind of storm. Sure, you can see the pixels on your app, but it's not telling you the story. So I think there'll always be a place for the humans in this, but the struggle is people want on the third hole of their golf course in the middle of the lake to click that little app and know right now what it is.
Yeah, for sure. You can have one food item, and that's it, for your entire run at the fair. What are you having?
Oh, I can't imagine what I would look like or be like to be around if I ate just cheese curds for 12 days. Stay away from me day 9 through 12. That's all I would say.
So cheese curds would be your go. So you're a traditionalist.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I like to try the new foods, and you get this too. You get people that come up or the food vendors who come by because you have a great setting there. And the, you know, you'll try the what's the new the deep fried ranch dressing?
Yeah,
I'll try it, but I hate to be skeptical. I don't think that's going to be a top 10 for me by the end of the fair. I don't.
Boom. I have to go. We have these things called commercials. This was great. Thank you for your patience, and let's cross paths out at the fair in the next couple of days.
Yeah, the first time, what, the Titanic went down when we tried to hook up. The second time, that raccoon was climbing the building in St. Paul. I'm glad we made this happen, finally.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. Thanks, my friend.
All right. See you, Chad.
The eminently likable Chris Schaefer. Linda's time. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time for you to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing.